Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about a 50-50 love, yeah.
Peace, 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 and black God family. Welcome to another episode of Do Knowledge Radio, a place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah, and we are here, Black Liberation Friday episode, and we are definitely honored and privileged at this time to welcome to the platform the healing, transformative, motivational mastermind, warrior business owner, and entrepreneurial mindset blueprint giver, Her Majesty Lisa Puerto is in the building. So that phone number to call in, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. We only got Her Majesty in the building for an hour, so make it count. Make those questions count. This is a transformative super agent real estate mogul right here. So if you got questions, you got comments, the chat room is open. Everything is open. Again, that phone number, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. So it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others, our guests, special guests by special request. Here on this Black Liberation Friday, our California soul sister is in the building. Her Majesty Queen Lisa Puerto in the building.
Yes, yes. Peace, peace, peace. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm glad that we've gotten it together. And
right.
Thank you that... you know, thank you for that introduction. I was just smiling. It is so funny. I was grooving, and then I heard you just kind of speak that life into me. I start waking up myself. I said, okay.
All right. Who he talking about? Okay.
Right.
You about to hear?
Okay.
Oh, me. What you talking about? Boy, you better stop it with yourself today.
Yes. I'm so happy. I'm cheesing, and... yes, give thanks. I receive all of that wholeheartedly. And I think it's timely, too, because I've been shifting my personal energies to receiving. I have given a lot, and I continue to give. And
right.
Part of that, you know, being empowered is to allow people to feed into you as well. So it's always, you know, who empowers the empowerer, right? Who inspires the inspirer?
Right.
And
right.
So this is... I received that, and I feel that already. So thank you for setting that tone. Oh, listen, I don't know if you saw in the post. If we do get some callers to chime in, I know it's midday, East Coast time, West Coast time, and I think it's available on the replay. We may have some stuff available for those who call in on the replay and they listen in. We'll make some stuff available to them. But I definitely wanted to gift out some tangibles. So I've got over 7+ books and publication, and I want to gift a copy of my latest release because we're going to bring in another copy. So for those who are listening, just fell out of escrow, top 5 reasons the property does not sell, you would be eligible to get a free copy, a free signed copy. So it's sitting right here on my desk. It'll be dedicated to you, a gift from the Knowledge Radio to you for having me on. You see how that works?
I love that. Free is we, not just me. Free is we.
Right.
You understand what
exactly.
I'm saying? Yeah. Yes. So you have a magnificent, magnificent track record. You know, multi-genius of sorts, a myriad of knowledge, skills, and capability. You know, capability.
Right.
The same as capability. It's capability. You know.
Yeah.
I don't even really know where to begin. So I guess we could try with an introduction, and then we just go into, you know, what's going on in the world.
Yeah. I think you let it flow. We'll let it flow. So I'm a great, listen, as I'm out here leading, I think it's because I'm a great follower. And I'm very selective of who I follow. So I will follow suit and go from there.
So for the one or two people, two people on the planet, it's only about one or two people because, you know, you're internationally known on a global scale. You know what I'm saying? So the one or two people who might just got hit and said, who is this super agent lady that's saving the world? You know, who is Lisa Puerto? Did I say that right? Did I roll the R right?
Yeah, you attempted some R roll in there. The Puerto or Puerto Rico, like Puerto Rico, right? So Puerto.
Yeah.
And so for that reason, yeah, I've morphed into super agent, and it's representative. So for those of you who are new to me and tuning in, welcome to learning about myself. I am an active licensed California real estate professional, been in the business for over a decade and counting, and I've seen the highs and lows, and I will continue to see the highs and lows. So experienced my first bust in the economy when I first came into the business. So I rode in right a 2 years before it actually hit the financial crisis.
Wow.
Or the housing crisis. And so what was interesting that when I came into the market, I was actually closing out my degree in psychology and finance. And I remember my finance professor said to me, you know, why, you know, they kind of do round table and then they ask everybody, what are they deciding to pursue with their degree? And I confused, and to this day and back then, I confused a lot of people because I chose psychology and finance and they couldn't understand why would I choose that track. But for me, I think what I utilized with college was more of a personal development opportunity for myself. It was a way to invest in myself. I'm a glutton for learning, and it was a way for me to just really explore people and money. And I'm not saying you needed college for that, but because of the way I performed academically and being first generation and so forth, I pursued that. And so you'll hear a little bit probably later on, we'll get into the mission and the foundation that I founded to support those that are not on that college track, because I, for myself personally and seeing within my own children, that not everyone is created or designed or even interested in pursuing a higher education in the form of college, which is, we should say, is perfectly okay and fine. And I think that's where our community is kind of losing and is disconnected right now, because we are pushing people in that direction. And anyway, so I'm going to get ahead of myself, but let me just kind of go back to the crises. And so my business at that time was very slow, because I was actually advising people not to purchase because of the market. And so even the finance professor said, you know, this bubble, you do know this is a bubble. And, you know, me being a newbie, I'm green, have no idea of what that even means, what that consists of. But I do know what made sense, right? So we still know intuitively, as the people that's connected and, you know, divine people, we do know what doesn't make sense. And
right.
when you're in areas that you would say, you know, I can reference it right now because I think it's pretty popular with people now knowing of Nipsey Hussle. So I'll use the area in which he owned the Marathon. He owns that building or the store.
Right.
Him and David Goss. So that area was selling back then for $800,000-$900,000. Now that was triple digits that we saw property values were going up. And so that at that time did not make sense. It did not make sense of how quickly the values were going. And it didn't make sense because income, as we see it right now, are not keeping up with the property values.
Right.
So that's consistent with the formula that we have in play. So as we look at right now, we are on the largest expansion of economic history. And what that means is that we've seen prices go up. You know, now's the time in terms, this is a development game right now. They balling out, and interest rates are relatively low. You see the Federal Reserve riding the rates to keep them low because they can't control what's going to happen, which means we have all the factors in play from 11 years ago. We have those same factors. So, you know, a little observation for me, and when it finally, you know, hit, that's when my I guess that's when I kind of got called forth, right? You know, we all have a certain calling, and if you're listening to it, then you now step into that walk and that journey and that purpose. And for me, I started to find that I was consulting a lot of our people, a lot of our communities, primarily Black and Brown community, where they no longer wanted to pursue real estate because now it was this fear. So now there was a fear-based programming that was implemented over our communities that they didn't want to lose, right? And that was the conversation I was hearing. I don't want to lose my home. I don't want to get foreclosed on, you know, and there was just all these buzzwords because of what they had witnessed their family or predecessors go through. And so I was noticing my consultations at the time, I was spending a lot of time debunking myths, misconceptions, and now my time was spent healing our folks into home ownership. Ooh, hold on, I gotta write that down.
right, please
wait
do.
Wait a minute. I was healing our folks into home ownership. Oh my gosh! And you, see, this is how it happens, you guys. I will just channel and stuff will come. Healing our folks into home ownership. Okay, so I'm gonna put a pin in that, and you know we'll expand on that. Because as we talk about Black liberation and empowerment, you know, this is exactly, I think, in line with what I do, what I see a lot of folks that I get connected with. And it's just waking ourselves up, you know, waking our folks up to power within. And that's what I do with my Shift Your Thinking. So let me just kind of cover titles so people can just kind of get an idea. Because I started initially with an introduction into my story as a licensed professional, which I still am. I do still actively do sales, and I do have a referral network across the country, and I'm looking to expand outside as well with some exciting projects that I'm working on. And so I had to start there because what ended up happening, which was near and dear to me, which was serving and giving back to my community, and in 2015, post the crises, as I started to see what I was doing in business, and it really was more of this educational. I was always educating someone on real basics, like real basic information. And I realized that if we interjected this information as part of early learning, early childhood learning, it would be normalized. And so that's when in 2015, I wrote the first real estate book for the youth in the country, and that is what had spawned our what we call our Real Estate 100 movement and mission. We are the first, and I will say the only thus far from what I've seen, only organization that we are a nonprofit organization that is real estate focused for the youth and young adults. So we teach children now 10 and up. I was saying 11, but now I'm in an area with some 10-year-olds. They get it. Even our 6-year-olds get it. I mean, our babies get this stuff. You can teach a child anything. It's just you. It's how you teach it, and how the information is presented, because you absolutely can pour into a child. And so, we are, you know, now have developed online curriculum, books, we do webinars, workshops, and it's just been an amazing journey. You know, the end of 2018, I will say the fall session of 2018, we taught our first group of elementary kids, and it was amazing. And here I am living out something that I was told could not be done. And when I first had this wild idea concept, it was challenged, and it still continues to be challenged. People still feel like it should be, what I do should be for adults, you know, oh, that's for adults. And I'm like, that's cool. There's tons of stuff for adults, but our children need to be empowered with the language, the terms, the concepts, just like everything else in life, because they're impacted by it in their waking, breathing, living experience. And I show people how that happens, just simple, where your child sleeps or wakes up, if they have the privilege to have housing right now, because we do see this growing housing crisis happening across the country. So if they have the opportunity to have roofing over their head, to maybe going to a school or an institution, that's commercial real estate, to if they stop on their way to school with parents or guardian to fill gas in the car, that's, you know, the gas station is commercial real estate, to where they go get the food is commercial real estate, to where cars are made or different things are manufactured, to where we get our food from, that's agricultural real estate, to, you know, the industrial business, that's industrial real estate. It's just all around us, and when I break it down that way, people go, oh, okay, I see what you're doing. I see you. I see you. And it's just, again, it's just pouring into them with terms and concepts. 2015, so, you know, that I'm a founder there in that arena, creator there. 2017, it was, you know, another way to figure out how do we spread the mission, right? How do we get more people to find out what we're doing? And another wild idea concept that I came up really honestly playing with this idea on Instagram, and Ready Set Real Estate was born, which is my show, Facebook, Facebook Watch, YouTube, and radio podcast everywhere. And we are actually thus far, and I know there's been other stores or other platforms that have been spawned out of this, but our platform actually features not the gurus per se. I'm not looking for gurus. I'm looking for the real life flips, flops, booms, and bust experiences in the real estate, and looking to feature the people that look like us. So I'm not waiting for HGTV to come to me. I've created the platform and a space that I can feature the people that are in electrical, in the carpentry business, in development, land development, wholesaling, banking, lending, escrow, title, the appraiser, the inspector, the plumber, et cetera, et cetera. And thus far, we've featured over 60 independent contractors. That means that our children and our community can identify with real estate careers that don't require a college degree but require trade certification and licensing, and they can enter into this $1.3 trillion business annually. So I know that was a mouthful, but this is what we do, right?
That's right. That is right. And this is the place to say it and share it and promote it, because we celebrate our people over here.
Yes. So we've been rocking ever since. So there's Ready Set Real Estate. There's Real Estate 100 Youth Foundation. And I am actually lining up 3 boot camps that will happen in 2020. So for those who are listening, you have children. I am in the greater LA area now. So 2020, the focus will be for greater LA. But listen, the beautiful thing is that our program and our courses, our curriculum, your children can learn from me. We do have that available online that you can get connected. You can check out lasuperagent.com. But we are waitlisting. I want to say but. And we are waitlisting for those who are local in the area. And I will only take 25 maximum students in middle school and 25 max students in high school for our 6-week boot camp for 2.5-hour sessions on Saturdays. We'll have 6 Saturdays, and it will be a mastermind experience, lunch included, some swag included, and it's just creating a community for our children to be exposed to the information and feel like a sense of inclusion and belonging, and tackle something that most people think is difficult and I would say convoluted. Of course, you would think it's designed that way. However, I think my gift is that I've been able to take these concepts and simplify them to the point of where a child can understand it. And we have been successful in doing that because the children do ask that I return, do ask that we come back and present the information. So that's what I'm really excited about, because it's something I really want to do. I wanted to launch it this year, just time constraints. And so I've, you know, relieved myself of wanting to press it and put it in the end of 2019. And it's okay because 2020 looks far better. So, you know, everyone's saying this 2020 vision. And
right.
In 2020 vision, the goal is to make an impact in that way. I will also be doing an online, I'll be streaming online for the Black Billionaires Club Extravaganza in April, and that's based in Atlanta. We are deciding whether I'm going to come out to Atlanta and stream from there. And
yeah.
So,
yes.
Yeah. So, yes.
Pretty please.
So, yeah. So,
that's like
you
a 5-hour drive. I'm down with it. I need to be in the place, in the space.
Yes.
So, you know,
yes. So. I'll definitely keep you. Yeah, I mean, you've definitely been sharing and we've been cross-promoting, so you will know. But actually, this is the first time I'm publicly saying that that is in the works. We've already booked the venue, so it's going to be at the Black Dot Cultural Center, which I presented last year. I didn't do this year because specifically I was intent on not traveling. My spirit was, you know, I had to listen, and it said you weren't going to be jumping on any planes this year. You're going to be grounded. You're going to work on this. You know, I was sitting on my square, in other words. So
right.
I had to focus on my square and my foundation, and that's what I've been doing. And as a result of that, I've planned 30 events. I do train agents and business owners, independent contractors who are looking just to use the funnels, the tools, and the resources available, and what I've been doing, and it's essentially my toolbox. I'm opening my toolbox, and I'm excited. You know, I'm in a great space about it, and that's what happens when you really just get grounded. You know, it's been a really amazing journey to see how much creation has happened and the level of commitment that it does require. So there's a level of commitment and discipline that I'm watching of myself, that opportunities, more opportunities are gravitating to me. I'm co-creating those opportunities for myself. So
right.
I like to say I have access to everything that I need, and I give thanks and I receive it, and it's just been amazing. So in terms of industry, yeah, I do what we call ResCom, so I do serve the residential and commercial market. I like to focus on small apartments, but I'm not limited to small apartments. I do some of the larger spaces if and when available. I also have been in training as a co-land developer. So 2020, you may see I will be talking about one of my first projects, if not maybe 2021. It's okay. And all things that connect with how we can serve our folks and educate, empower that real estate literacy. This is my arena, and it is my absolute joy to do it. And so I touched on agent training. That's now twice a month. For our general population, which I like to say prosumers, we like to elevate the language. So instead of us being known as consumers, right, we're prosumers because we consume what we produce as co-creators. So each and every one of us, and those of you who are listening and are connecting with this message, you are listening to this message at this time, at this present moment, because of something that you are reaching out, calling, and asking for. So I am so happy and grateful that you have found us, you have connected with us in this divine and timely manner, so that you know that you are being heard and the resources that you are looking for are right within you and you have access to that. All you need to do is continue to ask, right? And as cliche as it sounds, it is truly the power of our words and using the words to co-create the existence and the life that we seek for ourselves and our families. And so every month, I do offer monthly real estate webinars that happen. We have one coming up, which is understanding low down payment programs, or I would say down payment assistance programs. I oftentimes hear the general population say, you know, oh, I want a low down payment program, or, you know, I need low down payment, but not know what that means. And I think we really need to understand what that means, because these programs are tied with what we call shared appreciation or shared equity, meaning if the government is going to front the money, they're going to want the equity. And sometimes it may not make financial sense for you to use the program if, you know, the goal is to get equity and appreciation to maybe do an upgrade of that property. And so we'll be discussing that, you know, and these programs are not a one-size-fits-all. While there's many programs, it's important to know what you should be looking for, because I don't think our folks understand what they should be looking for. And so the goal for me always is for us to understand so we can overstand in the world.
I was just about to ask you about first-time buyers. That was the question that was burning, because, you know, a lot of us get roped, especially us. You know, we're already,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
sectioned off into one little spot, you know, based off of our Social Security number, most based off of our zip code, you know, with all of the history of redlining and all of that, overcoming someone who looks like us first time. It's like, okay, hey, we want to buy a home. You know, we got predatory lenders out there. We got, folks that don't mean us no good, and they'll greet you, greet you with a warm smile and a handshake and rake you over the coals.
And I was going to say, and to that, you know, even though that sounds like no, that's, you know, you say no, Brother Knowledge. No, that's not true. It's 2019. There aren't people doing that. Listen, it is as real as it is as real as it gets, as real as your heartbeat. And this is why I have a persona called Super Agent, which is my Federal Register trademark. That is my trademark. And the reason why I came up with that is so that when people saw me in the world, I wanted them to be able to easily distinguish who was for them. Because just because you look like me don't mean you're for me, right?
Right.
And just because you may be part of a certain real estate board or association and you have you have accolades, titles, and certifications, doesn't also mean that you have my best interest at heart as a first-time buyer or as a buyer or a borrower. And I say that because in these last couple years, I have advocated cases for my clients, both from a sell side and a buy side. I've advocated for clients who post-home ownership are being preyed upon. And so that's the one right now, which there's a subprime happening right now that most people are not aware of, and it comes in the form of these home renovation loan programs that are either attached to your property taxes or some other means. And I know, depending on the state, I think the other thing that tends to be a little bit of a setup is when your bills, your utility company can file a lien on your property.
Right.
I think that's the setup, and it shouldn't be that way. So these things are real, and they're very real. So we've got time, and I can walk through as a first timer what you should look for, and just kind of what that experience should be in terms of setup. And here's what's really dope, okay? The book that I wrote is exactly what I'm going to share right now. Real Estate 100, the Teen Home Buying Experience, is introducing agency relationships, meaning, you know, hiring agents. What does that mean? It discusses financing. So chapter 2 is called Getting Your Bucks in Order. And chapter 3 is calling the tournament games, Let the Buying and Selling Begin. And that's also known as escrow, or depending on what state you are, also known as settlement. And so you'll normally start this whole thing online, right? You'll start looking online and looking at properties, kind of get interested. There may be one that will gravitate you. A certain property will gravitate you. You'll look at the dollar amount. It may feel comfortable. And so you can do one or two things. And I recommend is get connected with someone that knows someone in the business and versus kind of going to third party online and you not having any type of connection. And the reason why I'm going to have to say it that way, and it's fine if you do business that way, it's fine. However, the important thing is that you learn how to discern people, whether that person is for you and has that your best interest. And the way we do that is we meet people in person. I don't mind you doing a Skype call, a video call. Energy is very real. And it's you getting to connect with someone and see if this person is best suited for you. And you may have expected me to say something about loans and down payment and saving. Listen, I trust you can do all of that. I trust you can be diligent about your money. I can trust you to get you to that space where you can save your money and have a minimum credit scores right now. As a matter of fact, this month they raised it up. So in order to utilize down payment assistance programs and get what we call closing cost credit, which essentially means help towards your purchase. And I'll break it down this way. I don't ever like to assume that people know what I'm talking about. So down payment is essentially what you bring to the table. And that can be anywhere from 0% to as high as 20% on a property. Now, if you fall under 20% on the money you bring to the table, then you will be charged what we call a mortgage insurance premium if it's an FHA loan, or a private mortgage insurance if it's a conventional loan. Why they call them two different things, I have no idea, but they're the same thing, and it depends on the loan product. Why I say 0% is because if you're a VA, you're a veteran, you qualify for the VA loan, which is a zero down loan, as the government way of saying thank you for serving our country. The least we can do for you is allow you to be an owner of the land in which you have been, you know, fighting abroad for. So the VA loan is 0% down. You can do as low as 1% to the table. And let's factor out numbers. You know, let's use numbers. I like to use numbers to make this stuff real. So let's do property 30,000, right? And of course, depending where you are, you can add a couple zeros and the percentage is still going to be the same. So percentage are the same. Depending where you are, just add a couple zeros. So let's say $30,000 single family home. And if we do 1%, if we do 30,000 single family home and you utilize a down payment assistance program that says you can bring 1% to the table. So this is you having saved 1%. That means something as low as $300. That sounds really extreme, right? And you go, oh my gosh, you mean I could buy property with $300, 1%? That's going to be based on your income. That's going to be based on your FICO. And it's going to be based on the program available within the city or the county in which you're purchasing. This is why we're going to cover this on my webinar in detail so you understand how these things work. Because if you're only bringing 300, somebody still has to bring 3.5% to 5% down. So typically, we're looking at 5%, which is $1,500 on a $30,000 property. $1,500. So $1,500, that means you brought 300 of the 1,500, and the program is kicking in 1,200. Okay? So that comes with stipulations, and that's what we need to understand. Let's be clear on the stipulations. Okay? Let's be clear on the stipulations and what's possible. And so you may ask me, Lisa, well, what, you know, I don't want to get too complicated with stipulations. I kind of want to, you know, own my property and I don't want to have any, I don't want to, you know, use down payment assistance, but I am a first time home buyer. Well, great. You would need to bring 3% to 3.5% down, depending on your credit score. If it's 640 and up, 3% down on what we call a conventional loan product, or 3.5% down on FHA, which you all typically understand it to be a first-time home buyer loan. 3.5% down. So if we go 3.5% on $30,000, we're talking about a down payment of $1,000 and $1,050 on that purchase price. So $1,050, but listen, just like the real world, if you go to the store, you can't just walk in a store and have exact amount. There's this thing called taxes, depending where you are. So in real estate, you also pay taxes and additional fees that we call closing costs, which you can factor in to be another 2 to 3% of the purchase price. So I'm going to say on the high end, let's say it's 3%. So 3% of $30,000 is $900. So now you add your $1,050, which is your 3.5 down, plus your 3% in closing costs, which is $900, you need $1,950 on a $30,000 purchase. Bring that to the table. That will cover your down payment and your closing costs. And then the financing terms, you've got to explore both with your agent and your lender. So as I was sharing about being discerning, it's getting connected with someone that did something similar to what I just did, breaking the numbers down for you and saying, here's pros and here's cons. Here's the do's and here's the don'ts. And I often say, if someone can't explain it to you, very simple, again, if you can't break this down for a six-year-old or a child to understand, I like to encourage my borrowers and my buyers and my clients to then ask people to draw this stuff out. Listen, if you need somebody to draw this out on paper for you and use colors and crayons and markers, you may laugh, but it will save you thousands of dollars when you are much more clear about this investment that you're making going in before you get tied into it in terms of fees, interest, commissions, and all the other things that get wrapped into that. Okay. So that's agency, getting connected with someone that you know, like, and trust. The second part is the financing, knowing what you're comfortable with. So as a rule of thumb, your mortgage, if you're going to mortgage a property, you definitely, and I don't like to assume, but I know most folks are looking as first-time buyers will typically finance their first property unless you have a real come-up or an inheritance and you buy a property outright with cash. You don't even have to worry about financing. The only thing you will be concerned with is property insurance, which is your homeowner's insurance, and your property taxes. So those would be the two things. Even if you pay your mortgage off, you will still have those items to pay: property homeowner's insurance and your property taxes. Okay? So with financing, it's you getting connected, and oftentimes an agent will refer you to at least two. Listen, the rule of thumb is at two. I train the agents, and agents should know this, that when you refer, when you're asked to refer a client to a third-party vendor or affiliate, at least make two recommendations. Why? So we are not found guilty of steering. It is illegal to steer someone into, you know, let's say a certain product or a certain lender or a certain company. And so in order to protect myself, I'll make two recommendations. You can choose, and you're free to shop your own on your own as well. So you're free to connect with other people that you may know who do loans and inquire and go in that direction. What we do as advisors is advise you on loan products and interest rates and just kind of be a sounding board for you. But ultimately, you are making this decision on what lender, what loan product is the best for you and for your situation. This is why I like to say in my business, we specialize in unique situations because it's not a one-size-fits-all. And that's where I see the hiccup is with home ownership for our community, is because we think that because my sister used that program, then I can use the same program. You made your credit, your income, your situation may be very different from what your sister's situation was. The good news is that you know it's possible. But the other part of that is also to know that there might have to be a different route for your situation, and you should be open to that. And I'm really happy as I'm thinking about this, because I think that's the first time I've said that publicly about being open to alternate, you know, especially the assumption that one size fits all. And so if a certain lender is going to, you know, decline you, and this happened, I just actually had a client declined. I'm not going to name the bank, but it's a Black-owned bank that declined her. Horrible experience. And it's unfortunate because she almost gave up. But I said to her, there's tons of other lenders and other banks out there. Let's find someone that can do it. And we did find someone that can do her loan. So those are the things that we need to understand, that each bank and lender, and there's a difference between doing a mortgage loan with a depository lender, like let's say your big banks that you have the money for big commercials, versus a direct lending institution that only focuses on mortgages. They're more likely to give you the loan because their underwriting guidelines are a lot different than the banks. Remember, banks are there to protect the shareholders. So they're not going to issue loans on risky products and risky borrowers because of what just happened in the last housing crisis. Things have changed. The rules have changed in the last 10 years. But what we're seeing in the last 1.5 year is actually in the last, since this current administration, the Trump administration has started to loosen the lending standards to make it easier to give credit and give loans. And so we're starting to see things loosen up. And that has been a good thing. At the same time, we see interest rates relatively low, so it's very cheap to borrow money, and it's probably going to be the cheapest that I've ever seen. And it's, I think, a very interesting dynamic that we should be paying attention to as buyers, as, you know, first-time buyers, is that it is cheap to borrow money, and don't be dissuaded regardless of what the market is doing. If it makes financial sense for you and your family to purchase, then do that, because you still need a roof over your head, and it will make financial sense that the roof over your head is the one that you own, because you're building equity. As long as you're paying down the mortgage, you're still building equity, and you can gain the appreciation of that property over time. So the third part is escrow. So that's financing, and that's just a snippet of financing. And the third part is escrow. And it's once you get under contract. What I do with all clients is I review the contract first, just so you are clear on what you're signing. There's 7 ways out of a contract, and as from the buy side, it's my job and my duty to know how to get you out of a contract if you decide you want to pull out with your money. So once you have an accepted offer, we open escrow or settlement. And then we go through the terms in the contract. Say if it's a 30-day escrow, meaning it's 30 days for us from start to finish to close on your purchase, to, you know, including getting the underwriting, the financing, making sure that you as the buyer check out and you don't have any additional liens that is owed against you. So I'm going to say this, and I did this on a past webinar. If you have child support or spousal support liens that you have not paid on, that stuff comes up in escrow, which means it's going to impact your ability to transfer property into your name. And same thing if you're a seller who you once upon a time were married or got divorced, you had children, and you want to sell your property. If there's a lien, if there's a judgment on spousal support that you are due for, or state lien or a child support, that stuff comes up, and they have to get their money off the top before you get your money from the sale. And those things sometimes inhibit us because we don't think it's going to come up, or we don't think it shows up. And it's important to know that with real estate, that stuff is tied to you. So it's important who you add to your real estate, because you're adding their quote unquote baggage. We all have some level of it, but you are adding it. So I like to say know who and know what in terms of buying. Know who you're buying with, and know what the situation is and what their situation is. I oftentimes have to ask those questions with couples because I notice they don't have those conversations with each other. And I have to ask you straight out, do you owe child support? Were you married? Were you due to pay spousal support or alimony? Because that stuff comes up. So very important there. And that's what escrow is. It's basically making sure that clear title is transferred to the new owner. All the I's are dotted, T's are crossed, everything checks out. You get to complete your property inspection during that time. There's an appraisal that happens, do know that appraisals are no longer required in properties that are valued at $400,000 and under. So if you're doing cash deals or using private money or some other type of financing, appraisals are not required in properties valued under $400,000. They are still required, and this is important, so don't let anybody scheme or scam you with this. They are required if you're using still loans that are funded by the government, i.e., first-time homebuyer loans, FHA loans, and what we call some conforming loans or conventional loans. Okay, so that's start to finish, you know, agency financing and escrow. And it may feel like a lot, but it's not. It's just step by step. And I don't ever overwhelm. At least I stopped that. You know, I did that for maybe about 3 to 4 years. And I realized people's brain go, boom, you know, and it's just too much. So now we just do this in baby steps. And I have graphics and arts and charts so you can see what's next, what happens next. You know, the checklist, we do this, we do this, we do this, all the way from start to finish until you get your keys. And I say that because that's what it should be. Your experience with any agent, albeit me or someone else, should be very clear from start to finish. Should be very clear from start to finish. That way you're not guessing your way through, and it alleviates any anxiety for you, because this is a huge, it's a big deal for you, absolutely. And oftentimes it's very emotionally charged and tied. And so to alleviate some of that is to just have a plan and clear steps. And that's going to depend on the team that you bring on to be your advisor. What I do recommend is that the person you bring on as your real estate advisor, they should be your top five. They should be part of your top five of your mind, body, spirit, wellness support team. And you should have your holistic person, your PCP person, your insurance advisor, your financial advisor, your attorney, and your real estate advisor. No, they should not all be the one same person. They should all be a team of individual people with a level of experience and expertise to consult you and guide you as you are on your way to generational wealth, legacy creation, and time, money, freedom.
Bam. Bam. Real estate 100, you see, real estate 100 right there.
And it's real estate 100 because real estate 100, I don't know if you recall, so if you, in school, if you weren't at English 101, you had to take English 100, right?
Yes.
If you weren't at
yes.
Math 101, you had to take Math 100, meaning you weren't ready for that level. You had to
right.
take a intro. So that's what
right.
Real Estate 100 means to us. This is our mission that we this is intro level. Start where you are. We know you weren't born with it. And it may be later in your years, but it's like start where you are, and that's who we serve. That's who we support, and there's no shame. You can take the hat of shame that you didn't know or you don't know what you don't know. And,
right.
yeah, so Real Estate 100 is exactly that. It's our prerequisite to 101 or 102 or whatever you do afterwards.
Now, what about real estate agent to transition from interested, you know, I thought about it, you know, I got it in my head from that inception point to the manifestation and actualization point. Is there some training that you have developed or recommend to get someone into that mind frame to know what they're actually getting themselves into before they get themselves into
from an agency standpoint, from an agent,
yes.
like you want to come in and do sales? Yeah,
yes.
So that's what we offer through our Ready Set Real Estate Club. It's not exclusive just to agents. It actually is something I prepared so that you know. So we have a great, it's a great course called Solopreneur mm-hmm. Agent, What No One Told You Before You Jumped Into Real Estate, because most people don't know. No one's going to tell you. And a lot of these companies are happy to collect your money
mm-hmm.
and your, you know, collect your money, but not really. They tell you, they show you how to be productive, but every step of the way, there's a cost, there's a cost, there's a cost. You can easily spend anywhere from $2,000 to $6,000 just getting started in real estate without making any money.
Mm.
And so, yes, Solopreneur Agent is, well, we talk about how much you should be saving, you know, because most agents are living off of Uncle Sam's money is what I say. There's a third of your commissions that you should be setting aside for taxes. So a lot of agents are not paying taxes on their commission because you are an independent contractor, which means you get the money in full. It's coming in full. There's no FICA. You know, there's no FICA taxes being pulled out of that. And so as an independent contractor, you're running your business, you're responsible for paying the taxes on the money that you earned. And so year end, you get your 1099 and you made whatever amount you made for the year, you're going to have to factor in about a third of that in taxes on your taxable income. So this is why bookkeeping and accounting is very important with your expenses. How much did you spend on marketing and fees, on dues, on conferences, on travel, on, you know, open house, on your business cards, on everything that you do? Your accounting's got to be there so that you know how much your taxable income is. So,
right.
Yes, I think it's absolutely important that there is a program. And that's why we do Real Estate 100, both from the educational and from the agency side, is because most people say, I want to come in and, you know, agents make all this money. And it's like, okay, yeah, but you've got to be willing to work for it. And I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying I think people underestimate what they see on TV and social media and not see how much the marketing budget is, what the marketing plan is, how much time is put into the business in order to get that deal. I'm so grateful that I'm on a referral. My referral business is growing, but that's 13 years prior.
Right.
I had to come out here, and I still do sweat equity. I still pound the pavement. I still knock doors. And our rule of thumb is, if you get out here and you're lead generating or prospecting, if you don't prospect for a minimum of 3 hours a day, you are not working. Sitting at your computer does not count.
Mm.
You looking up properties for zero clients is not working.
Right. Makes sense. And, you know, for the folk to say that I don't have a seller's attitude or I don't have an entrepreneurial bone in sales, either you're the seller or you're being sold. You've never been in experience in a commercial venue setting that either you were selling or you were being sold to. You went to Walmart and it's like, I need some chicken. And then you had to decide between which chicken you were being sold. You know, somebody needed to tell you something like that. It's like, oh, okay.
Right.
Well, Jesse said that Tyson's chicken is better than, you know, X, Y, and Z. So I'm gonna try this new chicken out because Jesse told me about it. You were being sold.
You're being sold, absolutely.
Like, yeah, you're being sold. Like, if you ever looked at a TV commercial and you got hungry, you were being sold. You understand what I'm saying?
We're so adverse to it, right? We're so anti. Oh, I don't want to be sold to. Right? Oh, don't sell me nothing. I ain't buying. But you're being sold every single day when you turn on the TV, when you turn on the radio, which is why us owning and creating our own platforms of the messages that we want to send out, because that's influence. In other words, let's put it like this, because true or false, influencers are selling you something.
True.
Okay. So influencers are selling you something. Would they still be considered influencers if we just called them salespeople?
Yes.
You know, and yet we're not even looking at it like that. The influencers that people are revering today that have paid partnerships and sponsorships, et cetera.
Right.
It would have a whole different effect if we were like, oh, look at the next up and coming salesperson.
Right.
Oh, that's a celebrity salesperson. If you substituted the word influencer with salesperson, it would be a whole different dynamic. And that's what our folks need to realize. Like, it's just we are all in sales from the moment we are born to we are constantly negotiating for the things that we want. Food, sleep, water, clothing, housing.
Companionship.
Companionship, absolutely. We are constantly in negotiation and influencing, right? Albeit, it's funny because when I, you know, I hear guys say, gosh, you know, why is it when I meet a woman and she just starts telling me all these things and starts talking? Right, because she's influencing. She's selling herself to you.
Right.
She wants you to know how wonderful she is.
Right.
And vice versa, when a man does it, when he says, oh, I got this, I've been doing this, da-da-da-da, what are we doing? We're selling ourselves.
Right.
So get real with it. The sooner we get comfortable with that fact, now we can allow strategy into our lives. Now we can start using the tools that are available, because everybody else is using the same tools, but we're not, because we don't want to be salespeople.
Yeah, definitely. We have a few minutes left, and I wanted to devote some time again for you to reemphasize your upcoming projects and things that you're working on that you can share, and some of these things that you got coming up and how people can support those laudable efforts.
Absolutely. So I will invite you to check out our site. Check out my site, lasuperagent.com. That's LA like Los Angeles, because I'm an original LA, lasuperagent.com. And type in your email. I would say that's the first thing. That's just the easiest way to just connect with what's coming, what's next. And type in your email, hit that submit, and get you on our mailer. I don't spam. I only send out information when I have information to send, which means if I'm giving you an announcement that a webinar is coming up, so I can announce that now. You heard the precursor of the down payment assistance. That's happening November 16th. That's scheduled for 1 o'clock on Saturday, November 16th. I definitely will ask you to, again, follow, you know, via email, so that way you know what the time is, because I have been invited to a Teen Summit conference that day, which I'm either going to attend and then move the webinar, but the webinar will still happen. So I just want you to know that, you know, I'm actively speaking, presenting, and training. And if you're not local to me, the best way to continue to learn, get connected, and explore is follow at my social media, LA Super Agent, on any of the platforms. It's all the same, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. It's LA Super Agent. And November 16th, webinar, down payment assistance, what you should know about low down payment and rate, what we call silent loans, and rate buy down. So that's the next upcoming topic. If you're someone who's an independent contractor, entrepreneur, and you are within the real estate industry, I invite you to either join the Ready, Set, Real Estate Club. Again, for $18 a month, you have access to my tools, the trainings, the guest coaches and presenters that come on. So even if you can't make my live presentations like the one I just did on this past Thursday, I just debuted a new presentation, which is part of a new book coming called Discover the Five Love Languages in Real Estate. Discover the Five Love Languages in Real Estate, Create Client Loyalty for Life. I am super excited about this book and this project because I debuted this concept that introduces three core things, and I think it's something that transcends all business. And so it has to do with sales, and specifically because I'm in real estate, so real estate sales, psychology marketing, and client relationship building. So those three things. And I'm really excited because now you have it all in one book. Most people, like myself, I spent hundreds and thousands of dollars on my education in learning all these different things. And I said, you know what? This information isn't available in just one place where someone can really say from start to finish, from sales to marketing to client relationship building. It's typically all sold separately. And I'm offering this as a pre-sale order in the book for $19.99. Again, that's available at lasuperagent.com. We just debuted the presentation, which was phenomenal. and it includes learning personality types, including your own, and which is why the psychology marketing is in person. It's important to know thyself, you know thyself, know how you're showing up in the world, know how you're coming off to clients and customers, because depending on that relationship, you can transform that experience for your client to a lifelong relationship. And that's where my referral business comes from. People I have served and helped 10 years ago are still referring me business. So that I'm excited about. And ReadySetRealEstateClub.com, join. Again, that offer ends December 1st. Yes, it's going up from $18 to $27. And I like to say, as I grow and learn and earn, same thing with you all. We grow, learn, and earn together. Okay, so that's available. And, you know, from learning, just dropping gems, the free stuff I offer, check out Ready, Set, Real Estate every Wednesday on the podcast. That's free, $3.99. If you want to become a loyal supporter and gain access to the webinars, discounts on merch and everything else for just $5 a month, become a loyal supporter. Again, that's available on the site at lasuperagent.com. And my final thing that I want to share that is really near and dear to me, it is the development of our newest program. It's our app and our service called Property Owners EDU. So if you are an existing homeowner or a beneficiary to personal estate, like if you're an heir, you know you're going to inherit property, you need your team of advisor. I would suggest checking out propertyownersedu.com. And for our plan start at $9.95 a month or $99 a year. And this is our introductory offer because this is in a beta state. And I know we are already transforming lives with this because people have been calling us in foreclosure or someone's, you know, a family member has passed away and they don't know what to do. They don't know what documents to file. They don't know how to deal with the estate planning, you know, the administration and stuff like that. Or the big thing right now, New York is Brooklyn specifically, and some of the other states are, it's almost under siege right now with the gentrified communities. So deed fraud is on the rise. We help you with that. We look at, you know, we do title checks, make sure you're good, make sure you're still the owner. And if you need to consult with somebody about any documents, real estate related or mortgage financing, et cetera, you have your own pocket real estate advisor for just $9.95 a month, which I think is crazy, crazy amazing value. Okay. But don't believe me. You can, you know, check out other people and ask around. And so wanted to definitely have the opportunity to share that because we are in a soft launch of this because it's not something that's out in the market. It's never been offered to property owners or homeowners post getting the keys. No one tells you to factor in 5% on property maintenance when you get the keys. Nobody tells you that you are now more targeted for scams once you get the keys. No one tells you that there are homeowner exemptions you should be filing when you get the keys. Nobody tells you, but we will tell you. We are now using a proactive approach, so you don't have to before it's too late.
Right. So, the remarks, acknowledgments, shout outs, all of the social media guru stuff, blah, 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 how people can find the super agent advocate of the universe. We definitely have to do part two because I wanted to speak about land purchase domestically and on, you know, on the continent in different places. So, you know, I definitely want to sit down and do a part two with you and speak about that, that dynamic of, you know, ownership, land purchase.
Absolutely. I just consulted with a client and we were looking into that because she's got over 150,000 saved and she wants to buy something outright. And so I was consulting her on land acquisition. And so, yeah, we need to talk about due diligence and knowing what the laws of the land for those respective countries, whether you as a non-citizen or non-resident of that country can purchase there. And so that's just a little tip and set as we segue into the part two. You got to, you know the laws of the land and how to do that. So, yeah, let's do that. Social media, at LA Super Agent on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I'm most active on Instagram and Facebook. YouTube has an archive of our shows over the last couple years. There's personal development. There's the real estate show. So a lot to catch up with. We have over 500-plus episodes. So get in where you fit in is what I like to say. Start where you are, and I'm sure when you check out our channel, you'll see that the information we've made available will complement your journey, will complement where you start. So, again, just peruse and scroll through. And, again, most active on Instagram on LA Super Agent in terms of my post. And I'm really enjoying radio, too. So, again, keyword Ready, Set, Real Estate or LA Super Agent on your iPhone, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, you know, wherever you're listening to or have a radio podcast app, please subscribe to my show because I do drop free game all the time. And sometimes on Instagram, I do daily real estate gems and tips. And this is what I'm here for. I'm okay for that because I know that the world is abundant. There's abundance. There is no lack. I don't come from lack. So I'm okay with sharing the information. And, you know, all we ask for in return is either, you know, support. So $5 a month as a loyal supporter or donate to our nonprofit because albeit you're investing in me in webinars, workshops, books, or swag, I do have the Ready, Set, Real Estate brand merch available. Shout out to Auntie Martha, by the way. She's going to be heading out to Belize. She just bought the hoodie, Ready, Set, Real Estate hoodie. She said, I got to wear this when I jump on a plane. And so what happened is I get an email that said a portion of her purchase, the donation was approved to be deposited, direct deposited to Real Estate 100 Youth Foundation. So you see how this works oh so beautifully that we can support and that exchange of currency just does amazing things and it just makes our programs possible and our work possible. Now, if you want to call me or reach me directly for a specific scenario, consulting, or situation, call or text available. I prefer text so we can get you on a calendar. 323-488-3265. International code, press 1, 323-488-3265. And I'm here for you. I'm here for all of it.
All right. Definitely honored and thankful for you coming through and looking forward to part two so we can, you know, peel back some of these layers and I could get some of my, what do you call them? Not the gurus, but the ones that you said that you were looking to market to, possibly. I could get some of my guys to come through that are working in the markets there, you know, they're doing their thing so y'all can, you know, share ideas and also, you know, you can drop some jewelry on some of these guys out here and you won't have to give them the, you know, the broken down version. They can take these concepts and if they're out there actually active and working and doing these things, then, you know, they'll be able to digest the super game
right.
from super
yeah.
real estate
yeah, yeah.
agents. You know what I'm saying? The super agent of the universe.
Yes. Oh, it's so humbling. So, yeah, this has been great. Thank you all for tuning in. Listen, and I'm still – the offer's still good, okay? So I've got two books to give away. Tune in with your questions, your calls on the replay. We're here for it. And again, we just want to make the information accessible and available. So I want to thank you, brother, for having me on the show. And it's been, I think, long overdue, but right on time.
Right on time. Always right on time. So you enjoy the rest of your day. You know, since this is your chill day, you can have this. This is yours. to download, to upload, to chop it up however you see fit. If you had that editing skillage, you know what I'm saying, and use it as a marketing tool, a third-party tool, to prepare yourself and market and super brand the super agents.
All right, cool. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, you enjoy your day.
Thanks. Peace.
Peace.